We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Dr. Celebrity, Dr. Ted Grellner. Dr. Ted, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest today.
I am. This is going to be a kind of an interesting biology lesson, I think, coming from our chiropractor expert.
Exactly. And she, based in Fayetteville, Arkansas, based Dr. Katinka Vandermeer, is the founder of the Spiro Clinic. Dr. Katinka, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me, guys. I'm so excited to be on today. I am doing great.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about Arkansas. Those days of my professional wrestling career were spent in Arkansas, out in Jonesboro area and different things like that. So very interesting. We bring back the whole Arkansas thing. And now I'm in Texas, so I'm not too far from you. So specifically tell me a little bit more of your background and how you got involved in the Spiro Clinic.
Okay, so I grew up in South Africa, immigrated when I was 21. My father was a chiropractor. His life was saved by a chiropractor when he was 7. And so he just always had a very deep philosophy that the body is able to heal itself. And if you approach healing, one should approach it with a holistic view, meaning every part of the body directly or indirectly is connected to every other body part. And then probably his biggest knowledge that he passed on to me that influenced my career was that the patient that keeps you up at night is not, they're not the 9 out of 10 that you're helping, but that 1 out of 10 case that gets away from you that you're trying to figure out. So that's the environment I was steeped in. My first 8 years in practice, I was pretty miserable just doing normal chiropractic. Was just not a good fit for me philosophically or personally. I was looking for something I really could be passionate about. And then I had a new patient and his name was Carlos, and he suffered from a condition called complex regional pain syndrome. And I had to go Google it because it's so rare. I've never heard of it, but it's a very intense pain condition. They call it a suicide condition because so many patients with that pain will end up taking their own lives. It starts after an innocent injury. So maybe an ankle sprain or surgery, and then you have this magnificent, awful nerve pain that just increases and increases, and it can spread to other body parts. And most doctors will just think you're nuts because they come across, you know, no cases in their career, or maybe one or two. It's very rare. And there's no medical cure. And in Carlos's case, he was suicidal. His wife saved him in the nick of time. They decided to see one more doctor, and I was that doctor. And I managed to help him, and that was it. Hook, line, and sinker. I was in for life.
Wow. Go ahead, Tevin, your next question.
Well, it seems like most of the conditions that you treat are those 1 out of 10 patients that are going to keep you up at night. You know, fibromyalgia and... goodness, I've not heard of any treatment for fibromyalgia or Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. So are all of these related to the vagus nerve?
I think the vagus nerve indirectly has a connection with, inflammation in the immune system. And so, of course, that has a tie with every other condition in some way.
Mm-hmm. So how do you stimulate the vagus nerve? I mean, that's the treatment for when you have a hypoactive vagus nerve, right?
Correct. So I actually joined forces with a chiropractor from Milan, Italy, called Dr. Manuel Mazzini. And he was famous for treating terribly herniated discs and also had a destination practice. And then we thought, you know, our work together could be very powerful. And we developed this technique based on our names called CatMan. And so that's a technique that we use. And it literally consists of very light pressure in the upper cervical spine, bilaterally in a specific vector in the area of the vagus nerve. And often you'll have a patient with chronic intractable pain report that their pain could drop from a 10 to a 2 or a 0 within minutes of applying this technique. And it doesn't stick in the beginning, but it just shows you how incredibly powerful that nerve is.
Mm-hmm.
controlling inflammation in the central nervous system and the nervous system, period.
How many people do what you do in the country? Do you have a lot?
Well, the CAPMAN technique is a small portion of my system. We've probably taught about 40 to 50 doctors now. We teach physical therapists, medical doctors. We don't just limit it to chiropractors, but we just started teaching when COVID happened. And so that slowed us down a little and just recently last year, so resumed it again.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any issues that have come from COVID that you've started to treat? You know, any persistent chronic conditions?
Yes. So I hear from my colleagues that there are a lot of long COVID cases starting to come through more and more, and they have great success with vagus nerve stimulation. In my practice, because what we do is so specialized for these specific nerve pain conditions, I am noticing that there is an uptick in symptomatic EDS, Ehlers-Danlos, in complex regional pain syndrome. So really, I think COVID is having a massive effect on the increase in how often you see these conditions.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Probably because the immune system is compromised.
Yes, immune system's compromised. You are dealing with, you know, massive inflammation over a long period of time, and together it's just the perfect storm.
Hmm. Wow. Interesting.
You know, what is the ultimate goal? You want to teach lots of doctors to treat this? Be able to treat this?
Well, that's something I do because I believe in the cause and passing this work along, you know, when I'm no longer there. So I think it should be shared. But first and foremost, my number one passion is to create an alternative as far as treatment goes for patients in chronic irritable pain.
Right. And that's your practice and people that come see you. Do they come see you all over the country based on
Yes, actually, our patients come from literally all over the world. We're very popular in Australia for some reason, Norway. We have someone from South Africa here right now. So all over the world, but mostly all over the U.S.
Wow. So you're bringing a lot of people to Arkansas.
Yes, when we first speak to patients and we tell them they have to move to Arkansas for 3 months, they just think that's the worst thing that they've ever heard.
Oh, man. Okay, so now, but isn't Deepak Chopra living in Arkansas? That's what I heard from somebody.
I believe Alice Walton from Walmart, the heiress, is starting a holistic health center. And I mean, I'm speaking under correction, but Dr. Deepak Chopra is involved with that center. And that is only half an hour away from us.
Is that in Fayetteville or outside of Fayetteville?
It's in Bentonville, where Walmart's headquarters are.
Oh, that's crazy. I'll have to look into that more. Great point. I always drive through Arkansas. I think about those different things. And I'm going, you know, towards Memphis, driving from Texas, from the Texas. So that's really interesting.
You should come visit us.
Yes, I'm definitely going to have to come visit. What are you trying to tell people that are suffering from this? What should they do before they see you? Kind of give us like a little bit of a quick tips. I have someone that does a treatment like you do with involving concussions, and he's like the one and only. There's no one else, one of my clients, one and only that can do this in the whole country. Like he's like changed the world when it comes to concussion treatment. Seems like you're doing the same when it comes to treating these diseases. So what should people do right now before they come see you?
So I think I would answer that question first by saying what not to do, you know, which is very, very important, especially patients of complex regional pain syndrome will sometimes go through, gosh, dozens of surgeries. I just started treating one of the whale wars from Discovery Channel's captains. He had a vasectomy, and then anyway, it's surgery that went bad. And then they tried to reverse it and did 27 corrective surgeries. that continue to make it worse. Another popular medical treatment is to suggest a spinal cord stimulator pretty immediately, when that should really be the very last ditch approach. So before you do anything invasive to try to control the pain, is to tackle it, holistically. Try every other tool first and exhaust your options before you permanently change the anatomy of the body and damage the way it's supposed to work. There are lots of things you can do. I just did a podcast with Dr. Dan Murphy. He's a very famous nutritionalist and chiropractor that teaches at Life University. It's a chiropractic college. And he said, one of the easiest things, research has shown that sometimes taking omega-3s, fatty acids, is just as effective as opioids at controlling some of these nerve pain conditions and bringing your pain down. Don't drink tap water, making sure that you're drinking clean water. A simple food IgG sensitivity test that shows you what foods you're sensitive to so that you can start decreasing the inflammation brought into your diet. Avoiding processed foods, and glutamate is a huge culprit linked to chronic pain, MSG, but it can hide under different labels that interferes with nerve function and will elevate inflammation and pain.
Do you have any experience using red light therapy with any of your patients?
Yes, Doc, that's a great question. So we actually use red light therapy every single time we do the vagus nerve stimulation right over the vagus nerve. And So we use that daily because our patients get that procedure twice a day. And then we do some cold laser things too. But I'm a big fan of red light therapy. And I'm so glad you brought that up. If you look on Amazon, there are tons of red lights for sale, and you're looking for the wavelength between 650 and 850 nanometers.
I actually have one.
You do? Do you use it?
I do. It's amazing. I was shocked by what it does. And there's a book out there, and I can't remember the name of it, but the author, he goes through a number of conditions that he has experience with it. And it's a secret a lot of people aren't aware of.
Yes, you are right. And it's such an easy thing to start using. Just shine it on the pain. So I'm so glad you asked that question.
All right. Well, where can we find information on you? Where's the best place to go?
So our clinic is called Spero, S-P-E-R-O. It means hope in Latin. So we have a big social media presence, to post tons of videos, success cases, Spero Clinic on Facebook or Instagram. Our website is www.thespiroclinic.com. And we would love to have you visit and look at our work.
Well, we appreciate you coming by. Great information and great success, continued success for you.
Thank you so much, Neil. It was lovely meeting both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.